Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode may contain explicit language. Welcome to Care and Feeding, the show where we parent together. I'm Lucy Lopez. I host another podcast, The Mamacita Rica. I'm mother to Amelia, who's 13, Avery, 11, and we live in Miami.
I'm Zach Rosen. I host the Best Advice Show podcast, and I am dad to Noah, who's 6, and Ami, who's 3. We live in Detroit.
I'm Jamila Lemieux, a writer, contributor to Slate's Care and Feeding parenting column, and mom to Naima, who's 11, and we live in LA.
Today on the show, we'll answer a question from a member of our Slate Parenting Facebook community. This parent's 6-year-old is taking solo walks around the neighborhood and freaking out neighbors in the process. Who, if anyone, is in the wrong here? We'll also share a round of recommendations, and then if you're in the Slate Plus Club, we're talking about prom. We're talking about prom. Here's what you'll hear if you have Slate Plus.
I feel like prom is kind of like New Year's. You know, like the expectations are so high for kids that it's hard for it not to be disappointing to some degree. And just we've all been raised on, you know, 80s and 90s movies, like built around prom being like the pinnacle of teenage existence, and it just can't live up to it. And so I feel like, you know, if you don't have those high expectations going in and just treat it like a fun night, then great. But I don't know, I think in the realm of, you know, overrated, underrated cultural things, like prom I think is overrated.
I think so too,
but I don't regret it. Does that
no,
make sense?
No, it's still a fun night. Mm-hmm.
If you're listening on Slate Plus, thank you so much for your support. We'll catch you later for your exclusive segment. If you're not listening on Slate Plus, we'll hope you consider it. There's no better way to support the show. And when you're a member, you also get ad-free listening on all Slate podcasts. Sound great, right? I know, we think so too. So go to slate.com/careplus for more info, or you can just subscribe to this show on Apple Podcasts for a little less money. The choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this because this is where it's at. Sorry, guys.
Do it.
I'm sorry. I'm so hip hop. All right. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll see you back here in a minute.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
And we're back. And it's time for our listener question. As we mentioned, this came from the Slate Parenting Facebook page, which it happens to be an amazing community that we hope you'll check out. This was written by a group member named Courtney.
We live in a development with walking trails that our family uses a lot. We recently started letting our 6-year-old take walks on his own. We stick an AirTag in his pocket so we can track him. There's a loop that he takes that's almost a mile, and he doesn't need to cross a street, and he knows he's not supposed to cross the street on his own. We love it because he's outside and being active. He loves it because he feels some independence. Twice this week, I've had neighbors frantically find me because they saw him alone. I guess I'm just not sure how to respond to them. I appreciate that they're looking out for my kid, but I feel like I need to defend my decision to let him take these walks. Is 6 too young to be out by yourself for 30 minutes?
Woo!
Zach?
Okay. No? Yes. I think it's... I respect your decision to do this. We talked about this a while ago. There's that Japanese reality show called Old Enough, where we see kids going out and running errands who are like 2 and 3 and 4 years old. Of course, there's camera crews following them, but there is a culture of that in some parts of the world, to trust our kids enough to know that they're going to come back, and to trust that they kind of know what they're doing. And so your six-year-old might be really different than my six-year-old, who might be really different from the six-year-old down the street. There are some six-year-olds who I think are actually capable of being out for 30 minutes on their own, especially if you're really comfortable, you know, with this community, if you know that it's a safe place. And so, like, honestly, I respect your decision to do this. And the question about, like, what to say to these nosy neighbors, this I would say the same thing that I said when we answered a different listener's question last month about, like, should I get my kid a phone who's walking home from school? You know, it's about a mile walk. And I would say to these folks who are like, what's up with your solo six-year-old? Just be like, thanks so much for looking out for him. Like, we're all part of this community together. You know, if you see anything that's like strange, thanks for letting me know. But I trust my kid. They know what they're doing. They know where our house is. And, you know, I appreciate you looking out, but we're good.
Hard disagree. Hit it. Hard disagree.
Hard.
I think a six-year-old being out for 30 minutes by himself is crazy pants like corduroy, okay? Like, it is just beyond ridiculous. He has no way of getting in touch with you if something goes wrong. He has an AirTag so you can track him, but what happens when you see that AirTag speeding down the highway because he's six and he's little and somebody can pick him up and run away with him? I would maybe feel different if this were a 10 or an 11-year-old, but I think six is just entirely too little to be gone for 30 minutes by himself. We're not even talking about, like, just walking, you know, to the end of the block, to someone's house, or playing in the front or backyard by himself. We're talking about taking a 30-minute walk alone. He knows that he's not supposed to cross the street on his own, but he is 6 years old. So what happens when he decides that he's just gonna do it? You know, like, no, nothing about this makes sense to me. I'm so sorry.
I don't know. I come from, obviously, like, a very large Hispanic family, and is this like a culture thing? Sorry, Jamila.
Is this white folks' madness?
I'm going to let you say that, but yeah, I'm sorry. Like, I don't know. ¿En qué cabeza cabe esto? Like, this is, like you said, wackadoodle. Courtney, I respect the fact that you actually know that your six-year-old might not cross the street, but does your six-year-old know your phone number? Does your six-year-old know your first and last name? Do they know their address? Do they know their neighbor's first and last name? Like I'm going to start there because I really want to give you the benefit of the doubt. And I really, you know, again, I want to repeat what Zach said. I respect all parents. Like, you do what you got to do. That's how you're going to raise your six-year-old kid. Great. But, like, I just feel like, why don't we just put a sign on him that says, just take me now? And I don't get it. I think that's crazy. I don't think that you should allow a six-year-old to wander for 30 minutes. You say, we love it because he's outside and being active. Take him to a park. Put him in the backyard. To walk for 30 minutes with an AirTag that might just
pop out of his shoe? Like, I don't know. I don't know. It's a big no for me. I And then you're putting that responsibility on your neighbors. And I get it, Zach. We're a community. We should look out for each other. But not everybody has those great intentions, Zach.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing this on a regular basis. You know, somebody mentioned this on the Facebook parenting page that, like, this is why women who run alone should vary their routine. You know, because people who mean to do harm pay attention to somebody who's walking the same trail at the same time every day. And this is a child. And like, what happens if he falls down and gets a boo-boo? You know, like, and he hurts himself. Like, again, he has no way to reach you all.
How often, I'm curious, how often do you two think something like the worst case scenario happens where a random kid gets taken by a random person in a situation like this?
All the time because, again, I don't know. I think it's a cultural thing all the time.
I have some stats. May I?
Yes.
This is, I guess.
This is from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. And so these numbers come from 2023. So last year, there's a category of kids who have run away. And of those, there are in 2023, there's about 3,000 active cases, unresolved cases of kids who have run away. Family abduction, which is its own subcategory, right? Of like, you know, weird domestic stuff. 300 cases of that. A non-family abduction, where just like a random person takes someone that isn't from their family. This is nationally in 2023. There's one active case of that. But 119 of those cases have been resolved. So there's more than one, but, you know, in the 100s for the whole country. That's not nothing, but also relative to the millions and millions of kids in the country, it doesn't happen often is what I'm saying. I'm not saying it can't happen. I'm not saying that I wouldn't fear for it, but I'm saying I don't know if it's, you know, as real as we imagine it in our mind.
It may not be the clear and present danger that some of us would imagine it to be, but I still think it's irresponsible.
I just feel that this whole thing of a six-year-old, it's just like, doesn't it feel like you're opening up a can of worms you just don't need to open right now? And you made me think about this, Jamila, when you said the when a woman goes for a jog, how they tell you, like, change up your routines. There was a time in my life when I had to wake up at 3 a.m. to be at the radio station at 4 a.m. And I did that for 20 years.
I promise you,
every week I would change the way that I would get to the radio station. I would just change it up because you just never know. I would either take 95 or take 75 or take 441 and take it all the way down. I would go through, you know, the neighborhoods to get to work all the way in Wynwood. And I think about that and you just don't know who's living on your block. I don't know. Those are things I think about. But Courtney, I don't want you to be upset with me when you hear me. I just want you to hear it from someone who genuinely cares. I care. I don't want something bad to happen to your kid. And I also, you impress me. Like, that's impressive that you have that kind of chill vibe in your parenting where you are okay with letting your kid who's 6 years old go take a walk by themselves. That blows my mind. I need to meet you, Courtney. I have to.
We have some Facebook commenters. People agree and or disagree. Nicole says, okay, as a scout leader who is trying desperately to teach overprotected kids some self-reliance and independence, this is not safe at all. 6 years old is too young to trust with decision-making if an unfamiliar situation comes up or he gets hurt. And being that far away from home by yourself without a way to call for help would be risky for older kids too. We teach the buddy system for a reason. Also, your poor neighbors. I wouldn't let an unattended 6-year-old wander away from me either. And you're going to get a CPS call if you're not careful.
Yep.
And then we have a pro solo walker comment. We have a number of them. I'll read one of them. This is from Carrie. Carrie says, I started my kids pretty early on, quote, trust challenges too. You know your kid and his capabilities with your support, planning, and AirTag. It sounds like a win. Independence and self-confidence are best learned through experience. It's not like you're dropping him off in some unknown location. He knows what he's doing, and so do you.
Does he know what he's doing?
At 6 years old?
At six, six-year-olds eat paste. Like,
hey,
come
not
on.
My six-year-old, Jamila, okay? She eats boogers, but not paste.
Like, again, what happens if something goes wrong? You know, like, he doesn't have a phone. There might not be anyone else out there. How long are you, you know, are you checking the air tag every few minutes to see exactly where he is on the trail? Like, what if he falls, you know, like, and nobody's there to pick him up and clean up his ouchie? Like, he has to come home with an injury. What if some older kids bother him? You know, like, what if just somebody makes him uncomfortable? I mean, just honestly, like, if I see a six-year-old walking by themselves, I'm going to stop them and ask them if everything is okay, which means that he probably has to interact with every adult that he sees.
Every stranger on that walk is stopping him and ask him if he's okay. Every single one of them, Jamila.
You know, if he were a little black or brown boy, there's a good chance that he could be accused of breaking into people's houses or doing some sort of mischief that he's not supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
I live in Florida, you guys. If that little six-year-old crosses somebody's backyard by mistake.
Like, if he knocks on the wrong person's door.
Oof, because he's lost? Courtney, you are so lucky wherever you live, girl.
Before we go, I just wanted to read one more pro solo walker comment just to represent that view, because we did get some of those comments from our Facebook community. Miriam writes, wow, there's a lot of pearl clutching here. It sounds perfectly safe to me as long as there isn't water around, creek, pond, etc., since cars and water are really the two biggest risks to children. I wish the neighbors weren't such busybodies, but some people have provided some great polite responses. I hope your local cops will leave him alone as well. He will end up much more well-adjusted than the 13-year-olds whose parents still won't leave them home alone without a babysitter.
Will he?
You're a pearl clutcher, Jamila. You're clutching. You're clutching.
I'm clutching my pearls, and I'm also, I'm literally sweating listening to this.
I think that's just because it's hot in Miami, no?
No. It's because my blood pressure is going through a roof right now. As always, listeners, we want to hear from you. When are you good with letting your kid have some free range? How do you deal with whatever safety issues that might come up in your community? Let us know by emailing KarenFeedingPod@slate.com or by leaving us a voicemail at 646-357-9318. We're always curious to know what you think. We're going to take one more break and see you back here for recommendations. Will someone bring me water?
Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft. Made with Tencel, it's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com.
Nickelodeon's got your preschoolers covered from sunrise to bedtime with four brand new podcasts. Grab their backpack and go on a culinary quest with Dora's Recipe for Adventure. Make game time great time with Let's Guess Who with Josh and Blue. And tuck in for adventure with Nickelodeon's Goodnight Bedtime Stories. Plus, we've got a brand new season of Storytime with Josh and Blue. Search Nickelodeon on your favorite podcast app to listen.
Let's move on to recommendations. Jamila, what are you recommending?
I am recommending a book that you can pre-order. It comes out in about 2 weeks. It's called Doing It All, The Social Power of Single Motherhood by Ruby Russell. It's really fascinating. I just, you know, as a single mother, there's very little written about our experiences firsthand. You know, there's a lot of judgment. There's a lot of assumptions and stereotypes. But, you know, an increasing number of women in this country, particularly non-Black women, are choosing to become single mothers. And I think we deserve some reconsideration in the public imagination. So I'm really excited to share that I interviewed Ruby for Care and Feeding, and that interview will be airing in the next couple of weeks.
Great.
But in the meantime, pick up a copy of her book, Doing It All, The Social Power of Single Motherhood.
Awesome. Sounds great. I'm excited for that interview.
What are you recommending, Zach?
I'm recommending going kids' clothes shopping at your local Salvation Army. It's so fun. I hate buying new clothes for kids because obviously they grow out of them like tomorrow. But you go to the Salvation Army and it's just a totally different mentality, I find, than like going into a Target where you're like, Jesus, a freaking t-shirt for my kid is $22. You go to the Salvation Army, especially they have like half off days sometimes. You feel like a king or a queen. Like I just let Noah like get what she wants. Just go, you know, pick out some stuff that you want. And we went the other day. She got these incredible like black leather boots with flowers on them. She got like three dresses. She got a baseball cap. We got Ami a dinosaur t-shirt. I got a couple of things. Shira got this like cool vintage windbreaker. We got like at least 15 things, and we were out of there for less than $60. And nice. So get your stuff there. And then, you know, depending on which Salvation Army you're going to, you can also bring all of the stuff that you have grown out of or your kids have grown out of to the store with you. So you dump a bunch of your old stuff out and then go spend like $20 and get a whole new wardrobe. It's really fun. And of course, it's great for the environment too.
Yes, totally.
Lucy?
I'm going to recommend something super easy, super chill, and it is inspired by the interview coming up with my mother and Zach. I highly recommend putting an old person that you trust in the room with your kids. Mm. And I highly recommend you tell your kids to come up with three questions that can teach them something about the past, the present, and the future. Listening to Zach interview my mom brought up a lot of feels for me and reminded me how important that relationship between my mother and my daughters is. And, you know, if I could recommend anything at all, it would be that, especially with Mother's Day coming up. Just find that older woman in your life that has a lot to say and a lot of opinions on life. Mm-hmm. Put them in the room with the kids. You'd be surprised what they share. That's all.
Sweet. I love that. And I love your mom.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, thank you. We always want to hear what you're loving, listeners. So seriously, be sure to reach out to us with your recommendations, your hot takes, and your questions. That's KarenFeedingPod@slate.com or 646-357-9318. We love hearing from you. And that's our show. Subscribe, leave a rating, a review, tell everybody. This episode of Karen Feeding is produced by Maura Curry. Shasha Leonard is the voice of our listeners. Alicia Montgomery is the VP of Slate Audio for Jamila Lemieux and Zach Rosen. I'm Lucy Lopez. Gracias for listening.